Joe Smith Monday for you. Joe, good morning. How are you?
I am just fine. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
I even had to wear a hat and it blew off. You know, it even blows my hair. That wind this weekend, wow.
When we walked into water polo, Joe, right before 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, right. That sunshine was out. And
thank goodness.
I didn't want to believe I was underdressed, and I had jeans and a pullover on, and it was ripping through your bones. It was chilly, chilly. But the show must go on, and the spring season, we don't have that many weeks for redos and rainouts and everything else, Joe.
No, we don't.
We've got to get all this stuff in and pretty quickly, and everybody now is in the outside season. And the golfers, Joe, they must have kept the ball flight down. Fuzzy's course, the South Panthers off to a flying start. Tell us what we saw in the high school sports spotlight here, week number one of spring.
Well, playing the winds, playing only 2 days into April. It was the season opener, but Dustin Carver's South Golf Panthers looked like they were in midseason form, rolling through the 10-team Fuzzy Zeller invite down at the Champions Point in Sellersburg, making an easy time of things and an early statement, really, with a nice loaded field, a team score of 310. That was 29 shots better than runner-up Floyd Central. Medalist was junior Joe Weiler at a 75, junior Tanner Shapiro a stroke behind him, senior Quinn Pizzo also was sub-80 with a 79, Nick Burris carded an 80, and Brett Knorr had an 85. Not bad, with winds up to 40 miles an hour blowing down in Sellersburg over the weekend. Brian Muehlhaus's North Cougs, a sixth-place finish at the Seymour Elks Club course. Team medalist was Adam Baker. He shot a 90, and Matt Skirvin had a 92. The North softball Cougs finished the first week of the season, winning both of its games, including that 7-3 win over Shackamack Saturday. Kinsey Ridge finished the week with 24 strikeouts and both pitching wins. Sophomores Casey Wisely and Lauren Bergler were 4 of 7 with 4 RBIs between them each, with a home run. North will host Eastern, by the way, kicking off its week tonight at 6 o'clock. Meg Montgomery's South Panthers split a season-opening twin bill over at Columbus East. Addie Benham got the win in that winning 4-3 opening game, striking out 9. Olivia Hurley had 4 hits on the day in the doubleheader with 3 RBI. South will host Edgewood tomorrow night, its home opener at Winslow. The Mustangs of Mick Hammett are 1-3, getting that first win, literally blowing away West Washington, 26-4 for 7th place in the BNL invite. Jordan Howell and Taylor Acuff had 4 hits, 10 RBIs, and 6 runs scored between them, including Taylor's first home run of the year. On the baseball beat, senior Nick Wright was in midseason form with a near no-hitter of Jennings County, a 3-0 shutout win. Ben May got the save. Wright also homered to help himself. Bryce Lewis clubbed a 3-run shot in the nightcap to complete the sweep, giving Kyle Root his first varsity win, 12-1, for Phil Klusner's 9 off to a 2-0 start. Richard Hertz, North Cook, split 2 at Northview's tournament. Riley Crean had 5 hits on the day, going 4-for-4 in the 14-2 win over Shackamack. Northview, though, got to Crean for 9 runs, but only 5 of them were earned in a 16-2 loss in the second game they played Northview. Aaron Wicker got the win against the Lakers. He and John Inman each had 3 hits on the day. Inman knocked in 3 and Wicker 2. Bob Jones, Edgewood Mustangs, play at Greencastle tonight, kicking off its week after going 2-1 in the Vincennes Lincoln tournament over the weekend, losing the championship game to Evansville Central 5-0. Earlier, Edgewood beat Gibson Southern and Vincennes. Ryan Purcell and Gavin Robinson getting the pitching wins. Robinson had a route-going effort against the Alices, allowing only 2 earned runs. The Track Panthers dominated Columbus East in the season-opening duels Saturday. Tom Stokes girls won all the events with 1, sweeping 6 events, winning 113-19. Megan Grabowski on her way to IU won both sprints. Over on the fellow side, it was 97-35. Evan Franklin, Caleb Budd, and Will Hopkins were all double winners for Larry Williams Fellas. Earlier in the week, Justin Helmer's North boys and girls swept Edgewood. Garrett Hightink swept the sprints. Logan Calvin won the shot and discus. Malik LaFoon, the long and high jumps. And Isaac Benz won the 800 and the mile. Gracie Hebe over on the girls' side won both hurdles and the long jump. Abby Cannon, along with Mason Saylor. Abby first. She competes for Bloomington North. She won both sprints. Mason Saylor, want to mention him, of Edgewood in the boys' meet. He was the Mustangs' lone winner on the day, sweeping both hurdles. So busy week one on the Monroe County High School beat. Shortened the show tonight because we play for a national championship along about 9:19, North Carolina and Villanova. But in the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. Our coverage of the national championship game here on the airwaves begins at 6:30.
Heck, we'll throw in its Masters week and opening week for baseball. The Reds go today at 4:10 against the Phillies at the Great American Ballpark, and we've got a heck of a week, huh?
Well, I tell you, it's about as busy as we would want, and, you know, it's good to see baseball start, and, you know, the traditional, you know, baseball opener, I'll always call it that, because it traditionally
today's opening day. Come on,
yeah. You know, so, but anyway, there's going to be four games today, all on TV, and as you say, the Reds open up with Iglesias on the mound, so the Kings of the Ohio, we'll call them that right now, here in early April. We'll see how they do.
They get a fair fight to start with. They get the Phillies to start with, Joe, and they're in the rebuilding mode of Cincinnati.
Yeah,
Cincinnati's got a little more players than the Phillies do.
I know. We'll see. They had an even record in exhibition play. I think they were 16-16, so at least they have been used to winning some games. But they'll be on the airwaves for real, kicking off our 100-plus, 150 games or so, I think. Wednesday night, they'll be taking on the Phillies on the airwaves here at 7 o'clock.
Perfect. 6:30, as you mentioned tonight. Big, meaty pregame show. Villanova, North Carolina, no upsets on the weekend. Actually, a very dire Saturday night of basketball.
Oh, that was horrid.
Well, it was, because there were two great teams that put on a clinic. Now, let's hope those two great teams put on a clinic again tonight so we have a great finale to the college basketball season. Will be a very busy week as well. You've got Sports Talk tomorrow night coming up at Yogi's. So we'll get that covered in hour number two, along with the IU beat, Joe.
Sounds good.
Yeah, don't blow away. Great stuff as always, and we'll try again at 8:45.
Got my hat on.
That's right. And cover up your coffee, too, because that window cool it off.
Yeah, cool the coffee off,
Exactly. All right, great stuff as always.
Take it off the windowsill.
That's right.
We'll talk to you in an hour.
Yeah, see you in a bit, brother.
See ya.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 on a Monday morning. When you pick up the paper today, Joe, the weather did have an effect on some of the Indiana University events over the weekend. The golf, the men, Mike Mayer and the gang, had their invitational shortened to 36 holes, but the Hoosiers had some pretty good individual efforts. Not a bad team effort as well, and that's part of our Hoosier wrap-up that gets us started here on a Monday morning.
Yeah, his name is Jake Brown. He tied for first on the leaderboard in Mike Mayer's golfers, shooting a 297 Sunday. In the win to finish third in the 15-team Hoosier invite over the Champ course, the tournament was shortened to two rounds with all the wins we had on Saturday and over the weekend. But Brown shot a 2-over-72 Sunday to finish the two rounds at even par 142 to help Indiana to third place. Andrew Havel tied for sixth at 144 after a final round 71. Mentioning Coach Mike, he joins us for a little conversation Tuesday at 6 on Sports Talk, live from Yogi's, and Golf Week contributing writers Lance Ringler and our own Mike Lascott as well. We'll be previewing the season's first major, the beautiful Masters at Augusta, which starts on Thursday. Purdue scored a full point in the Indiana Governor's Cup points chase with Indiana. In women's tennis, as Lynn Loring's crew fell 6-1 to PU over the weekend. Kim Schmieder had the lone point at six singles. Indiana trails now Purdue 8-6 in total points as we move through the spring. Jeremy Wertzman's men got his first Big Ten win, beating Michigan State up in East Lansing Sunday 6-1. And entering the week on the road, they lost at Michigan back on Friday 4-1 in Ann Arbor. But Sunday, Raheel Manji clinched the win at one singles with a straight set win. The Hoosiers swept the doubles, and former North Cougar Matt McCoy continues to play well. He won at three singles. Out on Lake Lemon, where it was good and windy, Steve Peterson watched his Indiana first and second varsity eight boats win against Iowa and Louisville in the season opener. The Varsity 8 won a little over 6 minutes and 3 seconds ahead of Iowa. And the second Varsity 8 beat Iowa by a little more than 2 seconds. So pretty dominating for the season opener in the rowing. By the way, IU's junior standout Michael Hixon won the bronze medal on the 3-meter springboard in the FINA Puerto Rico Grand Prix over the weekend. Michael earlier in the weekend teamed with Troy Dumas to win the bronze as they, the pair of Hoosiers finished third in the 3-meter synchronized swimming-diving competition there in Puerto Rico. Barry King's water polo Hoosiers lost its CWPA opener to 8th-ranked Michigan 11-8, scoring the Michigan Wolverines 5 times in the decisive third period over at the CBAC Saturday to gain control of the match. Kelly Matthews, Jen Beadle, and Candace Schroeder each had 2 goals for the Hoosiers, who lost for only the second time in 14 games. In the pool at the Speedo Sectionals over in Geneva, Ohio, Andre Ivanovich won the A final in the 200 free, and 4 other Hoosiers recorded Olympic trial cut times at the Speedo Sectionals, 8 on the week, including over on the women's side, Delaney Barnard's second place in the 200 free. Number 2-ranked Michigan completed its 3-game sweep of Michelle Gardner's softball Hoosiers, winning 12-4 Sunday, thanks to a pair of Grand Slam home runs. Rebecca Blitz led Indiana offensively, going 3-for-4 on the day. Chris Lemonis's baseball Hoosiers dropped 2-of-3 out at Rutgers, opening up the Big Ten, though they did get win number 1 Saturday, 9-2. Logan Sowers, Greg Dietolo, and Ryan Feynman contributed and combined to go 6-for-13. They swatted 3 homers, knocked in 6, and scored 5 runs to get the job done there. Indiana's all even at 13-13. In soccer, an exhibition over the weekend out on the Yeagley pitch, Todd Yeagley's crew blanked SIU Edwardsville 2-0. Christian Lamelli had 6 saves in goal for the shutout. And mentioning spring exhibitions, Amanda Janney's field hockey crew won the 7-on-7 team title, beating Louisville over the weekend 4-3. Down at Louisville, they finished 1-1-1 in the 11-versus-11 tournament there. But on the weekend, junior All-American Kate Barber had 6 goals, only bettered by sophomore Taylor Pearson, who had 7 goals for Amanda Chaney's crew. In the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls. Got a shortened show tonight, 6 until 6:30. Why? Our coverage of the NCAA championship game from Houston tonight, Villanova and North Carolina. They'll tip it at 9:19. Our coverage begins at 6:30 right here on the airwaves.
All right, Joe, good job as always, and a busy weekend on both the high school and the college beat. Tis the season, and that's just how it's going to be moving forward. Exciting opening day for Cincinnati, as you mentioned. Phillies today at 4:10. They're off tomorrow, but we'll see them on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, right after in the zone. And the Masters week is busy. National championship tonight, and we'll go at what time? 9:19. So we've got plenty of time to get.
And then tomorrow night, big show at Indy concludes. The women, Connecticut, will win another national championship. They'll play Syracuse.
And that's in Indianapolis tomorrow.
Anchors Live, Fieldhouse.
And NASCAR. You doing a good this week?
Bush, yeah. Oh, good weekend for Kyle. He won the Xfinity race on Saturday, and then wrapped it up, the STP 500, with the checkered flag in his Toyota M&M's car. Beat A.J. Allmendinger, Kyle Larson, Austin Dillon, and Brad Keselowski, the top 5 there. My man Joey Logano started on the pole, finished 11th, racing in the last 50 laps or so with his hood up. So he did relatively well there, despite a crash earlier. So those things happen.
That would be not easy to see.
You have to raise up your seat.
Joe, keep an eye here. I'm seeing some preliminary reports on Twitter from some places I do trust. That sounds like perhaps Archie Deese has passed away.
Is that right?
I don't know that for sure. But we'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, one of the greats.
Well, I know
of all
he's been in not so good a health. You know, he's been suffering with those knee injuries over the years from a great Hoosier and pro career. Double Deuce, as I always called him, owned a local establishment here for years that we frequented for many, many times.
For those of us not in the know.
Hate to hear that. Used to help me on high school basketball back in the day.
Now, I'm not going to put the cart in front of the horse yet, but there's a site that I do respect that is saying RIP Mr. D's and listed playing for the NBA in 4 years with the Cincinnati Royals, Detroit Pistons, Chicago Packers, St. Louis Hawks, averaged 8 points a game. So that's sad day for IU basketball.
Wore number 22 for Branch McCracken.
Mount Carmel, Illinois.
That's always called him Double Deuce. Same city that produced Tyra Buss.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so we'll follow that story and give you an update.
If that is true, to the entire D's family, my deepest sympathies. I hate to hear that.
Well, this is one of those times I hope Twitter gets it wrong.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, great job as always. We'll see you tomorrow night live at Yogi's.
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
A little golf theme.
Have a lovely week, Joe.
Yeah.
Bring your windbreaker.
And you as well.
Thank you.
All right, Smitty, great job as always. We'll get caught up with you tomorrow night.
All righty, my friend.